Better tell me your name, anyway, your real name. That'll let your planet know you weren't... Better not. The sufferer shook his aching head. Folks think I'm dead. Let them keep on thinking so. Williams is the name, sir. William Williams of Aldebaran II. As you say. How far are we from where I boarded you?
Close.
Less than 500 million miles. This, the second, is our home planet. Your asteroid belt is just outside the orbit of the fourth.
I'll do a flit, then.
As you say, the officer agreed again. But we'd like to, and he extended a sheaf of currency.
Rather not, sir, thanks.
See, the longer it takes me to earn another stake, the longer it'll be before...
I see.
Thanks anyway for us all. And captain and mate helped the derelict embark. They scarcely looked at him, scarcely dared look at each other, but... Kinnison, for his part, was content. This story, too, would get around. It would be in Miner's Rest before he got back, and it would probably help. Help a lot. He could not possibly let those officers know the truth, even though he realized full well that at that very moment they were thinking, pityingly, "The poor devil. The poor, brave devil." Chapter 13. Zwilnik Conference. The Grey Lensman went back to his mining with a will and unimpaired vigor, for his distress aboard the ship had been the sheerest acting. One small bottle of good brandy was scarcely a cocktail to the physique that had stood up under quart after quart of the crudest, wickedest, fieriest beverages known to space. That tiny morsel of bentlem, scarcely half a unit, affected him no more than a lozenge of licorice. 3 weeks. 21 days, each of 24 GP hours. At the end of that time, he had learned from the mind of the Zwilnik, the Bosconian director of this, the Borovan solar system, would visit Miner's Rest to attend some kind of meeting. His informant did not know what the meeting was to be about, and he was not unduly curious about it. Kinnison, however, did, and was. The lensman knew, or at least very shrewdly suspected, that the meeting was to be a regional conference of big-shot Zwilniks. He was intensely curious to know all about everything that was to take place, and he was determined to be present. 3 weeks was lots of time. In fact, he should be able to complete his quota of heavy metal in 2 or less. It was there. There was no question of that. Right out there were the meteors. Uncountable thousands of millions of them, and a certain proportion of them carried values. The more and the harder he worked, the more of these worthwhile wanderers of the void he would find. Wherefore he labored long, hard, and rapidly, and his store of high-test meteors grew apace.